Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning. It is Melanie Taylor. This is Sunday Magazine. Thank you all so much for listening this morning. I'm very honored this morning to be with Mike DeWita, the Executive Director of Scenic Pittsburgh, and we have a lot to get to this morning. Good morning, Mr. DeWita.
Good morning, and Mike, please.
All right, that's it. You told me off the air, and I'm going to listen to you, and now you told me on the air. So we're good. It'll be Mike throughout the interview this morning. The contact information is very easy, and you're going to hear me throughout the interview this morning on Sunday Magazine, giving you the website, which is scenicpittsburgh.org, which is easy enough. All right, so Mike, what does the Executive Director of Scenic Pittsburgh do? Tell me your role first.
It's a very interesting job. It was a job that I got 11 years ago after I spent a fairly long career in politics. Mm-hmm. And what it was the foundations of Pittsburgh wanted to find somebody who could protect the scenic beauty of Pittsburgh. And there are many things involved in that. One of them is fighting the billboards who want to put electronic billboards everywhere. And then there are other elements about beauty that we'll talk about during this interview. But basically, my job is to protect the scenic beauty of the Pittsburgh region.
And that's simply put. And I absolutely love that. I've talked to you in years past, and I know that there's more that we need to get to this morning. So that's why we're here on Sunday Magazine at Odyssey Radio. And the website is scenicpittsburgh.org. I'll keep reminding you that we're talking to Mr. Mike DeWita, the Executive Director of Scenic Pittsburgh. So let's talk a little bit about some of the Scenic Pittsburgh Achievement Awards. Now, they were presented with a Scenic Achievement Award to Indovina Architects. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, because certain people have done extra good things, and Indovina is one of them. They have given us a variety of projects that really go beyond the norm in protecting the scenic beauty of Pittsburgh. Their latest project, the High Line in the Pittsburgh South Side, is a wonderful project, a really, truly exceptional project down in the South Side, right by the bike path where everybody, you can bike from there to Washington, D.C. now.
That's amazing.
Literally.
Amazing.
And so Indovina gave us what I call it a gift to the people of Pittsburgh, because it's a private space. You basically go there and you rent office space if you want it. But it's open to the public in many, many ways. And so we are really fortunate. We thought, you know, one of the things Scenic Pittsburgh ought to do is tell people what's being done properly. And we're doing it for a couple of reasons. We're not just doing it because, well, Indovina did something nice because we like it. No, we're doing it to try to protect the beauty of Pittsburgh, but also to get people to get involved in their own ability to make Pittsburgh beauty. Protect it and love it and do what you can to be helpful to it. And so Indovina did this.
And that's what we're talking about. They were able to help. So that's an amazing thing. And that bike trail, absolutely amazing. Know many people that take advantage of that.
Indeed they do. And you can walk as well. But mm-hmm. I mean, literally, when it first opened up, there was a group of people who went, and former Mayor Murphy was one of them. He rode his bike all the way from the south side of Pittsburgh to Washington, D.C.
That's absolutely amazing. When you tell people that, a lot of people don't believe it until they actually read about it or actually do it. And then they're like, yeah, that's a long bike or walk trail that you can do there.
And what's happening, that small project beget a bigger one and bigger one. And finally, we got the whole way. And every 20 miles or so now, there's a hotel or a B&B that you can stop at. It's incurred a lot of good things beyond it. You know, so you have development that occurred along the way in areas that weren't doing very well.
Yeah.
And so we actually gave an award last year to Connellsville, a small mining town, which is on the way, because we were trying to show, you know, that even the worst places that have had been hit by, you know, terrible things can really make their community beautiful. And that in turn will in make the economy better, because we believe that beauty is good for business.
100%. Well. That's 100% right. It's becoming more of a tourist. People are going to want to stop and see that, want to stop at that B&B, want to take a ride on that trail.
That's right. And then additionally, they begin to do other things like, hey, you know, I can put my company here. Mm-hmm. I can basically bring jobs here. And they are. And it's starting to do it all over the place. So we started at Connellsville. We gave an award to them. And, you know, people got real excited. Well, the High Line, they got excited. And Indovina got excited. Now we're talking about other places. We're going to be doing Ligonier. Now, you may or may not know, but Ligonier is quite a beautiful town. But they have done all the right things. They have protected it. They have preserved it. They've renewed it. Because if you don't do those things, it goes away.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We're trying to protect all these kind of places. And in doing so, we're now beginning to see the public saying, well, what can I do?
Yeah.
You know,
how can I help? How can I get involved?
And in fact, that's the question. And we're saying you can get involved by getting to know your local councilman, your state representative, your state senator, and saying, you know what we want? We want something that protects our community. It's one of the few things, by the way, that in today's very difficult politics that is not partisan. Republicans and Democrats feel the same about this issue.
And that's a good thing. That's a real good thing. That's refreshing.
That
yeah, it's refreshing. We're talking this morning to Mike DeWita, the executive director of Scenic Pittsburgh. It's Melanie Taylor on Sunday Magazine. This is Odyssey Radio. The website for Scenic Pittsburgh is super easy. It's scenicpittsburgh.org. All right, before we get into seeking the nominations for some of the award categories coming up, just briefly touch upon again, because you mentioned it quickly, that November 6th, that Scenic Pittsburgh is going to present the Community Scenic Achievement Award to the borough of Ligonier. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we'll be going to Ligonier and give their leaders an award. And we make our awards are a little nicer than the normal plaque that people give you. You know, lots of people have plaques on the wall, but we give something that's beautiful, that's sculpted art. I remember when we first talked to the artist who does it, and we were saying, he was, you know, we want something special. And mm-hmm. he was, you know, sort of reluctant because he said, nah, nobody does this. Well, we have. And now I think the best example was when the mayor of Connellsville on the first one we gave out said, you know, I'm told this happened later on at night, that he took the basically the plaque, the silver, and took it to the local pub, and everybody got to see it.
Yeah.
it was a beautiful thing. It's something that you would want to keep and you would want to show off. And the reason we're doing that is we're trying to get people to get on board and realize that they can nominate their own places and they can help their own places become more important.
Yes. And that's great way to segue into the nomination of a community group or individual for a scenic award. So talk about these categories and these nominations that the community can do.
Well, there are lots of different things. There are individuals mm-hmm. who have done something special. There are communities that have worked hard And we demonstrated that with a couple of them so far. There are people who are involved in their own kind of work that mm-hmm. we should point out is doing something special in their area or region. And we're not just talking about Pittsburgh. We're talking about 10 counties.
Yeah, it's not just Allegheny County here.
Yeah. So, you know, basically from here to the West Virginia border to the Maryland border, you have a person or a place or a thing or a community that you want to be recognized, let us know. If you let us know, we'll do something about it. We'll check it out. Because, you know, I remember the first time somebody told us about Connellsville. Well, I said, no, that can't be a good place. And we went out there and said, no, this is a particularly nice place.
Yeah.
And then we went to Ligonier. Well, we kind of knew that was a nice place, but we didn't realize how much work they had put into it, how many individuals had basically continued to work at it. And one of the reasons people like living there is because it's a nice, beautiful place. Nobody wants to live in a place that isn't beautiful. And so we have had a wonderful outpouring of support from people calling us since we started doing this. And after your show, I'm sure we'll get many more people who care about the beauty of their community.
This is wonderful. We're talking this morning to the executive director of Scenic Pittsburgh, Mike DeWita. This is Melanie Taylor on Sunday Magazine, Odyssey Radio. The website is very easy. It's scenicpittsburgh.org, scenicpittsburgh.org. All right, so what is the award for community scenic achievement? And then there's also an award for scenic conservation. And then there's a Scenic Steward Recognition Award. Can you touch upon the three of those very quickly?
Sure. They're slightly different, but you kind of know it in your heart what they are. Stewards are people who do something special. Mm-hmm. They try to protect and care for a community. And then there are companies that do their own thing, and that's a different kind of award. You come to us with a person, place, or thing, and we'll figure out where they belong. You don't have to figure out where,
yeah.
which award they would get. We'll find a way. But the key is getting people involved in protecting their own communities. And, you know, a lot of people are busy. Everybody's busy. You got a life that's full of things you have to do. But this is something everybody ought to do a little bit about. And this is what we're trying to inspire people to do, is to become stewards of their own community. And you know who those people are who do it. In my community, there's a couple people that, you know, you tell me, wow, I know exactly what you're talking about. This person does special things. Mm-hmm. They would be secular saints if we were in a more religious world, but they would be people who do something that protects and enhances the beauty of their community. And this has become very important to all of us, because we live in a world awash with commercialism, and sometimes we don't protect what is most valuable mm-hmm. to us. And this is what's valuable. The beauty of the place reflects the people who live there, and those people all want to have something special.
Now, Mike, would they just go to scenicpittsburgh.org to nominate a
That's
community group?
That's all you have to do.
That's it?
Very simple. You pointed out we have a simple thing, a simple way to contact us, and we'll get in touch with you and check up on, you know, your suggestion. We've already had a few people have already contacted us from past things we've done, and we will make sure that your vision gets heard. Our vision is to protect the beauty of our community, and everybody kind of agrees with that, but we have found that most people don't know what they can do about it. But we'll help you find that special way. We'll help you protect your community. We'll help you learn who your state rep is, or your state senator, or your congressman, or whoever it is that we need to contact. We're good at that, and we'll help you become equally as good. I won't embarrass you by asking who your state rep is, because a lot of people don't, but we'll help you, because we know.
Right.
We know a lot of people don't pay attention to it, and you need to right now, because you know, they're making decisions. The political people in the world are making decisions that can impact your life. Right. And we can help you.
Mike, we have about 10 minutes left, and maybe just somebody joined us right now this morning. And I want you to just loop back around and tell everybody what Scenic Pittsburgh is in case they just now are tuning in. We're speaking this morning on Odyssey Radio for Sunday Magazine with Mike DeWita, the executive director of Scenic Pittsburgh. So go ahead, Mike, tell everybody again what Scenic Pittsburgh is and what they do.
Well, I can go further. Scenic Pittsburgh is part of a conglomeration of places across the country that are known as Scenic America. Scenic America was started by a vision of Lady Bird Johnson. Mm. She, you know, was obviously the wife of the president, and she wanted to protect the views in the Texas highways. And so she started planting flowers. It was a simple thing at the time, but it's something that the Texans take such great pride in now. And you would kind of laugh if you went there because Pittsburgh is infinitely lovelier than what they have right. even now. But that's okay because everybody in the country has a similar thing. So Scenic Pittsburgh was started now almost 11 years ago, and I was picked to be the executive director. Now, for those of you younger folks that don't remember me, I was the last county commissioner. Mm-hmm. I was a state senator and a state rep and did a lot of things, you know, to try to help the community. And what the foundations of Pittsburgh and others wanted to do was protect our community from the rampant commercialism that sometimes takes away our best views. We're most well known in the media for our advocacy for getting rid of the billboard up on Mount Washington.
Oh, yes. Talk about that.
That is one of those things that, you know, was there. It's been there. I mean, my 91-year-old mother remembers that it being there when she was a child living nearby. So it's been there. And we didn't realize, you know, that maybe it shouldn't anymore because it's evolved into one of the great views of the country and in the world. And yet we still mar it by having an ugly billboard up there. Mm-hmm. And so that's how we got started, and we began to do other things. We help communities protect their zoning. We just have done it for any number of places. We had a stirring victory not too long ago in Monroeville. When they wanted to take away what was would have been the entrance to the region by putting up 10 giant billboards. And we do it anywhere they need help. We will go and help you develop your zoning. And zoning is kind of a boring thing until you need it.
Exactly.
And we can help people do what they think will be best for their community. So we're not forcing it upon people, but beauty is not a hard sell, that's for sure. No. And so what we started with was we're part of Scenic America, Scenic Pittsburgh, and by the way, I'm now the chairman of the Scenic America board, so we're working very closely together to really try to, you know, nationalize all the ideas we've done in Pittsburgh. We're kind of ahead of a lot of people in this regard, and the whole national scene is much stronger than it was a few years ago because people have recognized something we didn't in Pittsburgh. And you're too young to remember this, but you know Pittsburgh was a really dirty town.
Yeah,
and the steel mills, while they created tremendous work, and both my grandparents and my grandfathers were both steel workers, so I appreciate what they did, but they made it a fairly ugly town, and it's not that anymore. Right. It's really a special place.
It truly is. We're talking this morning to Executive Director Mike DeWita of Scenic Pittsburgh. ScenicPittsburgh.org is the website. We have about 5-6 minutes left in the interview. It's Melanie Taylor. Thanks for listening to Sunday Magazine. This is Odyssey Radio. ScenicPittsburgh.org is the website. Mike, I would assume throughout the course of everything that you do and all of the different counties, because like you said earlier in the interview, this is not just encompassing Allegheny County. It's Allegheny, it's Armstrong, it's Beaver, it's Butler, it's Fayette, it's Greene, it's Indiana, it's Somerset, Washington, Westmoreland, that you would constantly need volunteers. Am I right?
Oh, yes. We treasure our volunteers, people who will come and help us in their communities. And one of the ways people can volunteer is very simply make a nomination of some place or somebody or some company that has done something special in your area. We can't be everywhere, so we need your protection. For example, I told you briefly that we had a stirring victory in Monroeville. Mm-hmm. That was precipitated by the fact that several people who live in Monroeville contacted us.
Okay.
And said, hey, we got a problem here. We didn't realize how important this was until it's threatened to be taken away from us. Mm-hmm. And so it was volunteers that came to us and said, please get involved in our community and how can we help? And they have been protecting their community ever since. So we want everybody who can spend a little bit of time to help us out in that regard, and we would love to have more such volunteers.
And I'm sure if you just go to scenicpittsburgh.org, there's a button or there's a space there for volunteers on the website.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And the people with, you don't have to have any particular talent. Sure, we'd love to have more lawyers, for example, because we're always battling people in the legal community. But we can have, people who do something in their community, no matter what it is.
Right. Exactly. Now, if somebody's listening this morning and they want to donate money, do you accept funds? So there's a corporation listening this morning, or there's just a family that's listening this morning, and they're just like, we're all about beautifying our county and where we live in our city, and they want to donate. Could they do that?
Oh, yes. ScenicPittsburgh.org, and we can help you facilitate such a thing. We get grants from some of the foundations, but we clearly need, $10, $20, $50. We've gotten donations as small as $5, and we appreciate those. Obviously, the more the better, but to do what we do, we're a nonprofit, so we are a 501c3 nonprofit, and so it is an acceptable thing, easy to donate, and we can help facilitate that.
And I'm sure throughout the course of the year and a half, 2 years, I think with 2022 approaching, I hope for a better tomorrow, nonprofits really took a hit with the pandemic.
Yes, they did. It was a difficult year for all of us. Working from home, it was hard. It was no question it was hard. And I understood that people had problems and we among them. But, we're going to make it a better place. Pittsburgh's still a beautiful place and we're going to make it better. And we want people to realize that we're going to have a better 2022.
I agree. We have 2 minutes left, Mike. Mike DeWita, the executive director of Scenic Pittsburgh, scenicpittsburgh.org. It's Melanie Taylor on Odyssey Radio. This is Sunday Magazine. Once again, just hit upon a couple of the ways you can encourage residents to become advocates. I think that's important if somebody's listening this morning.
Yes, they contact us through our website and they can say, hey, look, can you help us in your community develop better zoning? Yes, we can. Can you help us do anything? Well, we can show you how to contact your local officials, because zoning is largely a local thing and it's something they can help. Yes, we can help you and you can help us by being volunteers, by donating and all that sort of thing. There are 1,000 ways that we can facilitate this. And my favorite story is there was a lady who lived in West Katanning.
Okay.
In Armstrong County. And she woke up one day to find that she literally couldn't sleep at night because they had put a billboard across the street that was so bright that she couldn't. Even with blackout curtains. Yeah. And we were able to develop a new zoning plan for them. That's the kind of thing we can do. And we're you know, it's a, you know, all the times I spent in the political world, this is maybe the most fun I've ever had in the public sector, because, you know, who's not for making it more beautiful, but sometimes people don't know how to do it, and we can help you do it.
And Mike, I say this to a lot of the nonprofits, the executive directors, the presidents, the CEOs, the titles that I love of these nonprofits that I speak with, and it's not a job to them. And I hear it in your voice also. It is, and you did come from a huge political background, but it's a passion, but it's also something that I think you wake up every morning and absolutely love to do.
I certainly do. And that's because everybody has to recognize what a beautiful place we live in. Everybody should understand that we've done something pretty special in the Pittsburgh area. It's a great place to live, great place to raise your kids. And let's just make it a more beautiful place.
And it's simply put, we are now wrapping up the interview, that the website is where you can donate time, where you can find out about volunteering, where you can find become an advocate, how you can find out to reach out to Scenic Pittsburgh. It's simply put, scenicpittsburgh.org. And this morning we spoke with the executive director, Mike DeWita, this morning. And Mike, it is always a pleasure talking with you.
It was a pleasure talking with you, and I thank you for the time you gave us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.